Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, February 18, 2014. We'll begin our meeting today with the invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver. Please rise.
Please join me in prayer. Almighty God, thank you for allowing us to live in this great nation where our freedoms are numerous. Lord, be with those who don't have the freedom of worship, our government for the people, by the people. We ask that you protect our military personnel and provide them comfort to their families as they protect our freedoms. And we ask you that you give us, this elected body, the guidance and wisdom to make the right decisions that are legal, ethical, and a representative of the residents of Jefferson County. I pray all of these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Join me in reciting the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, my computer's downloading a new program, so I guess we'll have to go with the old paper version. And we're going to take an item out of order. First, we're going to take item C under County Commissioner's Court. Item C is consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Charles Napoleon Charlton Day in Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and we have some representatives of the school here today. Ms. Margie Clayton, assistant principal. Ms. Donna Jubert, student council sponsor. Ms. Jackie Hughes, the alumni president. Student council members Shalia Murphy, Julie Wynn, and Kathy Wynn. If y'all would come up, Commissioner Alford is going to read the proclamation, please.
Come up to the podium there. No, you come to the podium right there.
They were up here already.
And this proclamation, it says, be it remembered at a meeting of Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, held on the 18th day of February, 2014, on a motion made by Commissioner Everett Alford, Commissioner of Precinct 4, and seconded by Commissioner Michael Senegal, Commissioner of Precinct Number 3, the following proclamation was adopted. Whereas Charlton Paul Elementary School will host the Spirit of Star State of Texas Annual Remembrance Day celebrating at noon on Wednesday, February 19, 2014, to honor and remember the founders of the state of Texas and to celebrate the state's 168th birthday. And whereas Charlton Paul Elementary School is hosting the event as a community service achievement of merits to enhance the story of Texas for the people of Texas, to honor the life and achievement of Charles Napoleon Charlton, and to inspire a greater appreciation for the history of the state among their schools' students. And whereas in the early 1870s, Charles Napoleon Charlton moved to Jefferson County and, together with Woodson Pipkin, established the Oak Ridge School in 1874 in Beaumont as a first school for Negro children. The school was originally located where, what is now known as Nature Street in Beaumont. And whereas Charles Napoleon Charlton, the first pioneer educator and community leader in Beaumont, shall be formally inducted into the first pioneer and leaders of the state Hall of Honor during the Spirit of Star Day's 2014 celebration. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby proclaim February 19th as Charles Napoleon Charlton Day in Jefferson County, signed this day by the Honorable Jeff Brannick, County Judge, the Honorable Eddie Arnold, Commissioner of Precinct 1, the Honorable Brent Weaver, Commissioner of Precinct 2, the Honorable Michael Senegal, Commissioner of Precinct 3, and yours truly, Bo Alford, Commissioner of Precinct 4. And and thank you for being here. And we will let one of the students tell us what they feel about this. Anyone?
This proclamation not only means a lot to the student council officers, but as well as the student council, the neighborhood, the community, and also the whole school. This means a lot to everyone that has put in to Charleston Pollard and everyone. So we want to thank you guys for this proclamation.
All right.
On behalf of our principal, Mr. Wells.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
All right, next, another one out of order. We're going to do item B under Commissioners Court, which is to consider and possibly approve a resolution regarding National IDD Awareness Month and receive a report from Spindletop Center. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
So. Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Arnold, I believe. And Ms. Fulbright, please come to the podium. And I'll read this proclamation. It says, whereas there are more than 200 causes of intellectual and developmental disabilities, and those disabilities cause significant limitations both in intellectual functioning and in adaptive behavior, which covers many everyday social and practical skills, and originates before the age of 18, and whereas an estimated 3% of the population has IDD, whereas individuals with IDD reside in Southeast Texas, and people with IDD want to participate in the community life as much as possible, whereas the Spindletop Center serves individuals with IDD in Jefferson, Hardin, Orange, and Chambers counties and believes in treating all people with dignity and respect, and whereas March is National IDD Awareness Month, now therefore be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court supports its citizens with IDD by declaring the month of March 2014 as IDD Awareness Month in Jefferson County, Texas. Passed this day by the Commissioners Court. Go ahead, Ms. Fulbright.
Thank you so much, Judge Brannick. The Spindletop Center serves Jefferson, Hardin, Orange, and Chambers County, and I think many of us have had lives that have been touched by intellectual and developmental disabilities such as Down syndrome. They want what we want, to participate in the community, have social lives, and be treated with dignity and respect, as we said. So we thank the Commissioner's Court for declaring this once again IDD Awareness Month in Jefferson County. And I'd like to turn the Commissioner's attention and anybody else who would like to access this information. Our annual report card is out. In the last fiscal year in Jefferson County alone, Spindletop Center served 113 children and 639 adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Many of them work in our workshops and attend our day programs, and 59 of them in Jefferson County actually work in the community as your grocery baggers, as the people who cut the lawns in various places. They do contribute to our community, and many a times they make excellent employees. So for those of you who are business owners or who are in charge of hiring, please do consider hiring a person with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We can work with you. There's a myriad of information. As the Spindletop Center, we receive funds from Jefferson County and have representatives appointed by the Commissioner's Court to sit on our board to represent the county. And we try very hard to do a great deal with the funding that were provided by the county. One other thing that I'd like to mention to everybody in attendance, Spindletop Center, through a long process and a great deal of hard work, has worked with the Texas Medicaid 1115 waiver program to actually start 14 brand new projects that amount to $37 million in funding and approximately 50 new positions. So we're making great strides with the help of Jefferson County, and we want to thank the commissioners for all that they do.
Well, thank you, Ms. Fulbright. I think the vast majority of the members of our county probably don't understand the integral part that Spindletop Center plays in assuring the health and stability of our community. Without their services at a local level, we'd have many more people that actually suffer from mental disease in our prisons, and they do a wonderful job treating people with schizophrenia, bipolar disorders, major depressive disorders. They dispense medications. They deal with people who have substance abuse problems. They deal with people who have intellectual and developmental disabilities. Just they are our contracting arm for dealing with the mental hospitals locally that accept individuals who, because of a mental illness, are a substantial risk of harm to themselves or others and therefore have to be involuntarily committed for periods of time. So you are a valued partner, the work you do in the community, and especially these last couple of years as you've leveraged the opportunities that the Medicaid waiver program presented to provide more programs that will make the streets safer and keep these individuals who are ill safer, as well as the remainder of the community. I want to thank you.
That's so wonderful to hear. Thank you, Judge.
Judge, I want to ditto that, and we hope that this 1115 waiver will bring higher heights for our sheriff department and a partnership with your agency to help benefit us from tremendous overloads in our jail population.
And I believe our mental health deputies started work today.
Correct.
Fantastic. And
thank
we're appreciative
you.
To the sheriff department for partnering with Spindletop to bring some stasis to those situations that sometimes can be extremely volatile. And I know it's going to be a valuable service to the community, paid for by grant funds that were discovered by Spindletop. And I thank the sheriff for partnering in that endeavor.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Fulbright. All right. Back to our regular agenda items. Under purchasing item A, it's to I didn't vote. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. All right, we'll move back under purchasing. Item A is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for development proposals for a Ford Park Convention Hotel and Water Park. Item B is to consider and possibly approve, execute, and receive and file a renewal for a term contract for inmate clothing and supplies for Jefferson County with Bob Barker Company, Inc., Charmtex, ICS Jail Supplies, Inc., Robinson Textile Shoe Corporation of Birmingham, and Tab Textile Company, Inc. for the first additional one-year renewal from March 10, 2014 to March 9, 2015. Proposed price increases for Tab Textile are shown on attached Exhibit A due to increased production costs. Item C is considering possibly approved price increases and a price decrease for term contract for paper stock and envelopes for Jefferson County with Olmsted Coke Paper Company, as shown on attached Exhibit B, due to recent increases in mill cost, and those price increases become effective March 1st, 2014. Item D is to consider and possibly approve price increases and a price decrease for term Item D is to consider and possibly approve a sole source exemption pursuant to Local Government Code Section 262.0247A to purchase Cocoa Bear product from Clark Mosquito Control Products, Inc. for the Jefferson County Mosquito Control District. Doesn't sound like a product that's really going to be hard on mosquitoes. Cocoa Bear. Item E is to receive and file change order number 3 for the bridge replacement on Lawhon Road at Green Pond Gully with Tom Mack, Inc. for an increase of $1,815 to overrun the quantity of white reflective pavement markings by 600 linear feet and yellow reflective pavement markings by 5 linear feet, bringing the contract total up to $625,470.20 with the contract completion days remaining the same. Again, this is a project that's being paid for by Drainage District 6 through an interlocal agreement with the county. Item F is to amend award amount of the rebid of Jefferson County Water Control and Improvement District Number 10 generator building and generator receptacles at all lift stations from $242,100 to $242,144, which is the original bid amount, a change of $44. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
I got a Don, on the repainting of that bridge, those
that's the striping. That's right. The striping for the roadway portion.
Before the roadway only?
Yes.
Before they do that, please have someone.
It's done. The paint.
Okay.
Roadway striping is complete. These quantities are adjusting to final actual in-place quantities with the bid quantity.
Didn't we go review it after they completed it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I need to visit with you after court.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor of those items under purchasing, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is to receive and file an interlocal agreement for GLO for natural gas at Al Price Facility. Item B is regular county bills, check numbers 390288 through 390583. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second. Did I get a second?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Back under county, or let's see, under county clerk. Item A is to consider and possibly approve adopting a central counting station for the March 4, 2014 joint primary election to be located at 7963 Viterbo Road, Beaumont, Texas, 77705, and appointing the following central counting station personnel: manager, Dr. Bruce Drury; tabulation supervisor, Jeff Ross; assistant tabulation supervisor, Paul Halegda. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Ms. Guidry, it appeared that pretty busy this morning. Yeah. Very good. Back under county commissioners, we can table item A, as we've not heard anything from the volunteer fire department chiefs. It would necessitate the entry of a burn ban at this point in time, plus we're expecting some precipitation later this week. We've covered items B and C. Item D is considering possibly authorize county judge to execute a notice of termination for Travelers Casualty and Surety Company of America for the right-of-way surety bond for Trans-Canada Keystone Pipeline, LP. Item E is to consider possibly authorize the county judge to execute and receive and file a second amended interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and Drainage District Number 6 regarding the construction of the Lawhon Road Bridge. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Senegal. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
I have one question. Is this surety bond releasing them of their liability on any damages done to the county roads during the construction, or is this something totally different?
This was for the pipeline crossings only. The road bond is still in effect.
Okay, and that will be reviewed by the appropriate personnel before we release any liability or bond on that issue?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Let me ask something to that. If you don't mind, I probably all four of us commissioners, superintendents, I'm sure we have some knowledge, so make sure that the old personnel visit with the superintendents.
We have a letter on file from the superintendents on these crossings.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. Item A under human resource, or have we voted? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under human resources, that's been requested tabled for a week to give us the opportunity to review those policy changes a little bit more in detail. Under risk management, item A is to approve, receive, and file public officials bond for Terry Winchell for the interim tax assessor collector position effective February 3rd, 2014. Do I have a motion on that item?
So
moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything that any official wishes to bring to the attention of the public without the Commissioner's Court taking action on?
No, we Ms.
Guidry?
I put a flyer in front of each of you concerning the DPS, the mobile unit that's in conjunction with the Secretary of State's office, and they're going to be in Jefferson County for 2 days. This Thursday, they will be at Alice Keat Recreation Center from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and on Friday at Port Arthur Library from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is for the citizens of Jefferson County that do not have one of the ballot forms of voter ID. such as the driver's license, the handgun license, the military, the passport, or the Texas DPS issued identification. So if they are in need of the election identification card, instead of having to go to our DPS office, these mobile units will be available on those 2 days to the citizens of Jefferson County. And we have sent that out to the news media, as well as I blasted several of the churches that we were able to communicate to. Plan to have it back on the news station for the rest of the week, and hopefully we'll have a good turnout for those requiring the election identification card. It's easy to go to one of the two locations in Jefferson County on Thursday and Friday, Alice Keith and Port Arthur Library, instead of standing in lines at our DPS locations. They can go to either one of those locations on Thursday and Friday from 9 to 4. That's it.
Very good. Anything further? We certainly commend to everybody's consideration this opportunity that you have to participate in the electoral process, and hope that everyone will take advantage of that opportunity to go out and cast their vote and let their voices be heard in these elections, both now and in November. If nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you for being here today.